The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Something to consider as we practice that it's just natural. I mean, of course it is that there are difficulties in our lives. These may be just minor irritants that when it's raining, the traffic is extra loud. Or it might be some really large family tragedy. It's a whole range. And as much as we try, of course, we can't make the difficulties go away, even though we are really trying. But instead, this practice is so much about just shifting our perspective to the difficulties, shifting our relationship to the difficulties, so that some of the problemness of the difficulty drains out. So I like to offer something to explore, play around with, experiment with, practice with today. Something that can help this shift in relationship to the difficulties. Something that can change the way that we're thinking about or experiencing these things that aren't going the way we wish they were. And that is when we notice small irritant. This works best for the smaller irritants than for the big giant ones. It can be used there, but it's best for the untold smaller irritants. When we notice, can we just bring to mind this phrase? May this difficulty be held with kindness and ease. May this difficulty be held with kindness and ease. In this way, we can interrupt the momentum of aversion that often accompanies difficulties. May this difficulty be held with kindness and ease. And if that feels like too burdensome and feels ridiculous for you, you don't have to do this, but I offer it as a way to hold, be with that which we wish were otherwise. So, for anybody this is your first time here,